To hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup!
Broadcasting 24/7, 365, you're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet soup.
Soup, soup, soup. Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big bear,
snake. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Hello and welcome to Alphabet Soup. These last few weeks, there's a different kind of feeling on campus. The end of the semester and the changing seasons brings with it a new set of feelings. The stress of final exams, the freedom of the holidays, returning home to see family, shorter daylight hours. All of it comes together at this time of year. And I'm not going to speculate on the exact result of this formula for you specifically, but this week on the show, I thought I'd try and pick out three albums that capture this all for me. Wilco has been talked about as a quintessential band in the American indie rock canon for about the last 30 years. But it wasn't until more than a decade into their career that they made the final leap of faith to the true indie band Freedom. Marking the founding of their own record label, the first album of today's show is from 2011. It's The Whole Love by Wilco.
When you're gonna find
In the same way that December is a month of transitions, the semester ending and the year coming to a close, Wilco's album The Whole Love was a transition in the storyline of the band. After being dropped from their major Warner Bros. Record deal, the band was forced to self-release Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, the album that would go on to be their biggest hit. After releasing a few more albums on None Such Records in the meantime, the band finally revealed that they were going their own way and establishing their own label. 2011 is an interesting time to found a new indie record label, as it also marked the year that a service called Spotify opened for business in the US. December also carries with it the brief introduction of one of my favorite conversation starters, Spotify Wrapped. With it, the end of the music streaming year these days seems to briefly bring to light the inequity of the modern music industry and the diminishing financial returns for artists. In a way, it's a little tough to imagine a band like Wilco starting out today and building to the degree that they did. Would they have survived making TikToks? Wilco's album The Whole Love is building towards its final track, a 12-minute slow burn song telling the story of a father and son relationship growing apart over religion. Songs about family relations, good or bad, hit a little bit harder this time of year. After 12 weeks of school, the preparation to head home and be with family can mean different things for everyone. The Whole Love by Wilco is an album that has a little something for everyone and is a soundtrack to transition. Thank you.
to God, I don't believe in. No, your Bible can't be true. Knocked down by the long line, he cried, I fear what waits for you.
That was The Whole Love by Wilco. One of the most accurate Canadian stereotypes is our love of talking about the weather. For the last couple of Decembers, a natural topic of conversation to come up is the lack of snow on the ground. It can be a little uncomfortable when it comes up. People place the blame on any number of different weather phenomena, or just recount childhood stories of wading through feet and feet of snow to get to school. But a lot of parts of that conversation feel like attempts at avoiding the topic that's on most people's minds when it comes to warm Decembers. From 2021, the second album of today's show is Ignorance by The Weather Station.
Kicked up.
The outdoor skating rink is one of those Canadian childhood memories that's so classic it's cliche. Here in Kingston, the boards are already up in Victoria Park, just waiting to be flooded. A classic Kingston memory is standing out on the frozen Lake Ontario and hearing those creaking sounds of the ice under your feet and seeing the sun reflecting off of that massive plane of glass. But it feels like saying the quiet part out loud to mention the fact that as of now, about half of Queen's undergrads are too young to have been around when the lake has gotten cold enough to walk on. Ignorance by the Weather Station is about that feeling, not wanting to be the buzzkill who brings up those kind of things. Have you noticed that these days you don't see as many bugs hitting your windshield as you drive down in the summer? The windshield index is a phenomenon that marks a plainly visible decline in insect populations. A 20-year study concluding in 2017 found an 80% reduction in flying insects killed by car windshields, coinciding with a massive increase in the use of insect-killing pesticides. When I was younger, a friend's car had clear plastic stickers on the inside of the front windshield that made a bingo card that was filled out by bugs hitting the windshield. I wonder if that game would be playable today.
Sweat soaked through your shirt.
Ignorance by the Weather Station is an album about how it feels when people ignore the signs and believe only what they want to believe. The sight of the outdoor skating rink boards surrounding a patchy field of wet grass in January is a pretty brutal sight, and I think it's fair to consider the feeling that you get from that a form of grief. Tamara Lindman, the songwriter behind the Weather Station, says that she doesn't consider Ignorance to be a protest album, but rather an album about grief. Talking about loss and acknowledging that it exists is the only part of the process that music can do, but at least we have something to listen to.
Got in the car in the cold, metallic scent of snow, caught in my throat as I reached out to turn on the radio, the unfamiliar songs, the voices sing of love. And to sing in the rhythm of the road was overwhelmed with snow, piled high in all the ditches. I drove as though I did not understand all the divisions, the yellow sides and the painted lines and the order they envisioned. Drawing the steady line of cars on the highway, as though I was going home, but I drove the wrong way. Past the looming walls of subdivisions. Out past the strip malls, wide fields, gas stations. I wanted just to call you then, but still I knew I couldn't. I left you back at home because I simply could not.
Was Ignorance by the Weather Station. Previously on the show, I've covered the band Wednesday and their 2023 album. It was a record all about growing up in the South and the things that the band members have been through together. The flip side of the Wednesday universe are the more melancholy albums of the band's guitarist. From 2024, the third and final album of today's show is Manning Fireworks by MJ Lenderman.
Birds against a heavy wind that wins in the end. One of these days, with shorts full of sand. One of these days, you'll kill a man for asking a question you don't understand. Some have passion, some have purpose. You have sneaking backstage to hound the girls in the circus. You've opened the Bible in a public place. You've opened the Bible to the very first page. And one of these days, your tired approach to original sin. Come lately, been high on the hog, and the dog seemed to hate you. You once was a baby, and now a jerk, standing close to the pyre, manning fireworks. Once a perfect jerk, standing close to the pyre, manning fireworks.
It's not quite fair to call this album a solo project from a member of Wednesday, as Lenderman's bandmates do make appearances here. But the album is solidly in his hands. His themes are connected to, but distinct from those of Wednesday. Growing up, Americana, and religion are all here. But one emotion is the centerpiece. Loneliness is the hardest emotion to talk about. After all, who are you supposed to talk to?
Up in the road, dude tripping off his red nose.
something that keeps bringing me back to Manning Fireworks by MJ Lenderman is the humor. The idea that humor and sadness go hand in hand is tried and true, but it's done perfectly here. Every song has a one-liner that sticks in my head and solidifies this image of Lenderman, a clever but in his head too much pensive guitar hero who thinks he's the only one that laughs at his jokes. Lines about Lightning McQueen drunk driving are the ideas of a funny older stoner, the kind of guy you wonder what happened to. As funny as it is, MJ Lenderman's Manning Fireworks to me is about loneliness, a feeling that gets given a lot of thought during the short days of this season. But what I appreciate about this album is that it embraces that feeling with open arms. Manning Fireworks kind of flips loneliness on its head for me, and makes me think that I should actually treasure these short months, and that wallowing in loneliness is actually some kind of sacred form of self-reflection.
Clothes back on, she's leaving you.
That was Manning Fireworks by MJ Lenderman. Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
We're long distances and you're hearing us live on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Canada.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
CFRC's funding drive is now underway and running through December 31st. Donate today and get amazing CFRC prizes. For every $5 you donate, you also earn a ticket for one of our weekly raffle draws featuring prizes from local businesses including Old Farm Fine Foods, The Screening Room, Smokes Poutinerie, Studio 330, Tango Nuevo, Terra Natural Foods, The Toucan, The Wit, and YGK Thrift. Enjoy the benefits of donating. Give today via CFRC.ca.
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a song from local artist Kakao's third album, Quantum Entanglement, released on November 29th. Quantum Entanglement is inspired by the cosmic placement of the soul in the universe, connected as one with a newly sober mind fueling the creation process. The album channels the focus of intent and inspiration of spirituality in raising the vibrational state of self and awareness in the connection of souls with quantum entanglement theories. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Quantum Entanglement on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it entitled Affinity here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.